chapter 28, promises to the sinner. It is only he who knows himself to be a sinner that Christ can save. It was sinners that Christ came to save. He is wooing by his tender love the hearts of his erring children. No earthly parent could be as patient with the faults and mistakes of his children as is God with those he seeks to save. No one could plead more tenderly with the transgressor. No human lips ever poured out more tender entreaties to the wanderer than does he. All his promises, his warnings, are but the breathing of unutterable love. None are so low, so corrupt and vile, that they cannot find in Jesus who died for them strength, purity, and righteousness, if they will put away their sins, cease their course of iniquity, and turn with full purpose of heart to the living God. Jesus loves to have us come to him, just as we are, sinful, helpless, dependent. We may come with all our weakness, our folly, our sinfulness, and fall at his feet in penitence. It is his glory to encircle us in the arms of his love, and to bind up our wounds, to cleanse us from all iniquity. If you give yourself to him and accept him as your Savior, then sinful as your life may have been, for his sake you are accounted righteous. Christ's character stands in place of your character, and you are accepted before God just as if you had not sinned. How careful is the Lord Jesus to give no occasion for a soul to despair! How he fences about the soul from Satan's fierce attacks! If, through manifold temptations, we are surprised or deceived into sin, he does not turn from us and leave us to perish. No, no, that is not our Savior. His atoning sacrifice we may plead for our pardon, our justification, and our sanctification. The Lamb slain is our only hope. Our faith looks up to him, grasps him, as the one who can save to the uttermost. And the fragrance of the all-sufficient offering is accepted of the Father. We are to have free access to the atoning blood of Christ. This we must regard as the most precious privilege, the greatest blessing ever granted to sinful man. If one who daily communes with God errs from the path, if he turns a moment from looking steadfastly unto Jesus, it is not because he sins willfully, for when he sees his mistake, he turns again and fastens his eyes upon Jesus, and the fact that he has erred does not make him less dear to the heart of God. We shall often have to bow down and weep at the feet of Jesus because of our shortcomings and mistakes, but we are not to be discouraged. Even if we are overcome by the enemy, we are not cast off, not forsaken and rejected of God. No, Christ is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sins shall have mercy. This is a precious promise, given to fallen man to encourage him to trust in the God of love and to seek for eternal life in his kingdom. The fallen must be led to feel that it is not too late for them to be men. Christ honored man with his confidence and thus placed him on his honor. Even those who had fallen the lowest he treated with respect. It was a continual pain to Christ to be brought into contact with enmity, depravity, and impurity. But never did he utter one expression to show that his sensibilities were shocked or his refined tastes offended. Whatever the evil habits, the strong prejudices, or the overbearing passions of human beings, he met them all with pitying tenderness. Satan may whisper, "You are too great a sinner for Christ to save." While you acknowledge that you are indeed sinful and unworthy, you may meet the tempter with the cry, "By virtue of the atonement, I claim Christ as my Savior. I trust not to my own merits, but to the precious blood of Jesus, which cleanses me. Christ takes the sinner from the lowest degradation and purifies, refines, and ennobles him. By beholding Jesus as he is, the sinner is transformed and elevated to the very summit of dignity, even to a seat with Christ upon his throne.